On this two-part episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, we go old school with a little bit of a new school flavor thrown in as we look back at the history of TV and what are the best TV comedies and dramas of all time. Also, is it time to cut the cable cord? All that next.
Welcome everybody to episode 23 of the Real Mentors Podcast. So we talk movies, TV, and have a little fun along the way, because if not, what's the point? As always, joined by my two very, very lovely co-hosts, and I use the lovely term very loosely. We have the man of the household, the king of the girlslife.com studios. And today we're actually in the warehouse, not studios. Mr. Mike Rose.
It's a studio doubling. It's a warehouse.
Mr. Mike Rose, how you doing, big guy?
I promise you next week it's going to be all gone. I'm doing great, man. Yeah.
You ready to rock, man?
It's Saturday. I'm wet, tanned, rested, and ready.
Your birthday's coming up. You'd be, what, 71? We'll get to that later. And George, of course, our technical producer, who I'm going to take no time here to give him a little praise, who's, as always, does an excellent job making sure, you know, the sound quality is up to snuff. You know, George, we appreciate your hard efforts. You know, you're highly underpaid as far as I'm concerned. But that's why we got you the Pikachu intern to help you out. And that's what we do here. We look out for you, you know, get you your coffee as you diligently work at night. We always appreciate that, George. You know, letting that be said, we don't give you the praise and all that. So, again, the host of the Foreign Corner, how you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good, guys.
You ready to rock it? Yeah.
Ready.
Are you in a better mood now? We gave you some praise, some love, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now that I expressed
speaking
my
of that,
concerns.
Speaking of that, I listened to Foreign Corner on Monday, and I thought it was really good. So,
well, thank you.
I enjoyed it. I want to see some of those movies, some I don't want to see. But, okay. You know, nevertheless.
Yeah, good job, George. Exactly. So George, now George's in a good mood. We can proceed with the show. Agreed?
I'm good.
And we have a returning guest 2 weeks in a row, the fabulous one, Fabian. Welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me again.
I know Fabian's still on his quest to meet the illustrious Lady Tinder, you know, maybe
that's
one
right.
day, you know, we'll
hopefully,
cross paths, you know, who knows? You know,
hopefully, hopefully I don't get swiped left, you know.
So. That's a wrap. Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows, man? You know how women are. We're not going to tell. But today, we'll do something different. We hinted at it last week. We're going to talk a little TV. Because on me and Mike, we've had discussions about what is the best TV show of all time.
We have an ongoing discourse.
So we're finally going to lay it on the table here. Finally going to get in discussion about it. We're actually going to do comedies and drama because I think it's too hard to mix them up because there are some great comedies.
Agreed.
But yeah, so we're gonna, you know, we'll do a section on comedy, section on drama shows, dramatic shows, whatever. We're gonna lay it out.
Talk reality shows too.
That doesn't count as TV as far as I'm concerned, but that's just my opinion.
There are some cool reality shows, by the way. I'm not talking about like the faux reality shows. I'm talking about like some of the home improvement crap, and there's some good stuff out there.
Well, I guess.
I'm just saying there's interesting reality
shows.
Oh,
you know, like the do-it-yourself? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And the cooking. I like that.
And Cops, back in the day.
Oh, yeah, Cops is awesome.
It's like one of the original reality shows.
Where they come from.
Exactly, you know?
Dude, that line from Step Brothers when he messed with the guy's drum set upstairs and he was laying, and he was all sweaty laying on the couch. And the guy goes, what are you all sweaty for? He goes, I was watching Cops.
A classic show, man. A classic. Did you watch Cops, Fabian?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Okay. I wasn't sure. That was before your time went out. But
how come, let me ask you a question. How come the gringos on the show always ended up without their shirts on? You ever notice that?
They all
did. I did.
It's a prerequisite.
And just like really, really bad tattoo, questionable tattoo choices.
Bad haircuts.
Right.
You know, the mullets.
Generally, yeah, neck tattoos and mullets. Yeah.
I mean, that show, I also introduced us to the wife beater, remember?
Exactly. Yeah, that was the one.
Costume they always had domestic violence for some reason.
Of course, now where? Who? Steven Seagal. Was he?
Yeah, he had one
doing
of those
something
shows.
Like that.
He did. No, he was called the
Lawman Sheriff.
It was Lawman.
Lawman.
It was on A&E, and he was a deputy. He was deputized in Louisiana. And he went to help out during after Katrina.
That's all. Because
they needed help.
That's right. Fat Steven Seagal, mind you, too. Out of shape Steven Seagal.
Oh, for sure. And that was actually...
He's still out of shape Steven Seagal.
He is, but that was... you know, he was on the brink at that point.
He was... That was the highest rated show on the in history of A&E at the time.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it still is, but at the time it was.
I never would imagine he would. He's the kind of guy that brings in ratings.
Well,
Steven Seagal?
Maybe they wanted to see him, you know, beat some people. I don't know.
Right. Which I don't think happened on the show.
Well, you know, I don't think so. A&E does have some pretty cool true crime stuff, too.
They do. Yeah. Well, they have the show called Killers, which they took off recently. Was that A&E?
I don't know about that, but I love the first 48. And
first 48 is a great
missing
show.
Person.
Yeah.
Show is good too.
Okay, Mike, you're right. There's some good reality shows. I stand corrected.
No, I like true crime stuff. Okay. So
yeah, but I'm sorry, but that best 48 sometimes like focuses on Miami.
The best 48.
Too much. Yeah,
the first 48.
The best 48. You know what I mean?
The best 48 hours ever in Miami.
No, no, it's generally Miami, Cleveland, Detroit, and Dallas.
That's what I'm saying. The first 48 is usually like most of the episodes I've seen is, you know, Miami.
I'm saying maybe most of the crimes on here.
I actually know. We do live here, so we can't. Cops that are on that show.
It is what
so
it is.
That's interesting too. Yeah, they're reservists with me when I was in Air Force Reserve.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay. Interesting. That's like a true reality show, though. It's not scripted.
I'm sure that they like redo some stuff for the sake of production, but for the most part, I think the cameramen are just there for the ride, and the narrator's given the script later, and they throw it over the top.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
So I mean, it's not like, you know, these pseudo reality shows like the Kardashians or one of those where they create. Contrive controversy and then do talking heads.
It's crap.
You know, it's
garbage.
It's all junk.
It's garbage.
No, no, or the Housewives or any of that junk. So no. I mean, or what's the bonus that they have 80 kids? What's that show?
Oh, 19 and counting.
Yeah, no, yeah. But what's it? The Duggar family or?
Oh, they had a Honey Boo Boo for like a long.
Yeah, but that's all to me. That's all not really.
Here Comes Honey Boo Boo or whatever.
Like pseudo. That to me, that's just like. A sitcom without writers, basically.
Yeah. And I guess what was funny before we get into a discussion, the TV for a while was before we got to this golden age, quote unquote, was all reality TV and a lot of competitive shows like American Idol and whatever, you know, American Got
that
Talent.
That was really late 90s and early aughts till about 2005. Yeah. Hopefully we've seen the last of talent shows for a while.
They're still ongoing, though.
Yeah, there's still a couple,
but nobody really, honestly, people don't watch shows. I mean,
America's Got Talent.
That's still a pretty popular show. I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's watched for whatever that's worth.
Well, it's good for me because then usually other shows are on those same nights or I can catch up on my DVR.
Basically.
So, yeah.
Yeah, basically. But either way, so let's get into it. So let's start with the comedies. There's a lot of good ones out there. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in the room. We're going to talk about honorable mentions. We did have a discussion before the show. I was naming what our top comedy was and top dramatic show. So we're not going to mention those until that person will talk about that show and all that. And we're going to argue as far as the merits of that choice, you know, because I'm sure it's going to be interesting ones. But George, we'll start with you. We're going to start with the comedies. So give some honorable mentions, like some. Give me a show that was in your top five, I guess, that we can talk about.
Okay, just before we proceed, I just want to make it clear that this is all-time comedies, not just what's on right now.
All-time. These are all-times. Okay. No, exactly. So.
Oh, I mean, do you want me to give you, like, honorable? Or just,
yeah, give me one that made your list.
A show, not your favorite show, but say a show that...
Well, a show that made it was The Big Bang Theory. That was one
we're
of
off
them
to a bad start already. No,
honestly, I have to give them kind of a thumbs in the middle on it, even though there's some really good, like, that was where Joseph Gordon-Levitt started on that show.
That's not true.
Yeah, that was.
No, well, he was the Third Rock from the Sun.
He was Third Rock from the Sun.
What am I thinking of?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Are you talking about Big Bang Theory?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly my point. Mike's on my side of the table now. It's all right, big guy. It's hilarious. Okay. No, Third Rock from the Sun was actually a kind of decent show, but
Third Rock from the Sun. Nothing I really liked. I thought it was a funny show. Yeah. First of all, John Lithgow was a genius.
Yeah, he's great. He's awesome. He's always good. Great in Dexter. Which,
yeah, but see, like,
but either way, so why do you like it so much? I mean, I don't like. I'm
not a fan.
I don't like current sitcoms now.
If that's the one you're talking about with the guy from
Sheldon,
Roseanne. Yeah, Sheldon Cooper, Wallowitz, and. Yeah.
Blossom.
That guy, yeah.
So that's Blossom. One of your favorites. Like, that's like only not the favorite, but one of your favorites of all time.
It's a show
not
you
of
watch.
All time. No, I'm just if you had current, but of all time.
No, talking all time. Talking about.
No, we're just
you have
talking
three shows
about,
in mind right now. We right. know what your best one is. Pick your second favorite show of all time. Comedies. You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I had mentioned. I did like Cheers.
Okay, Cheers is good. I like. Yeah. That's a really good show. That's like, and actually, most of the shows just today went out there. We're gonna talk about all good shows. We may, I think, agree on who is the best one. But most of them we're going
to
mention.
It's funny and ironic to me that Big Bang Theory, like when he mentioned Big Bang Theory, my mind went right to Third Rock from the Sun. Yeah. Because really, that's why. Because it's kind of the same kind of space type really? Of.
And,
Third Rock from the Sun. It's come on, dude.
It's not about nerds.
They were aliens. No, they were aliens living in.
Yeah, but Big Bang Theory, it's a bunch of geeks that just they do what they do.
No, I know. I was just saying it's kind of space related. Sorry.
It's okay, Mike.
I think
I'm struggling.
Bow, dude. Stop digging. But Cheers. Yeah, Cheers is actually a very good time. I think me Fabian talked about a little bit about that last week. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Are you classic Cheers fan with, you know, the original cast? You know,
yeah, they talk about
Kirstie
before.
Alley.
Yeah, you're talking about Shelley Long
instead of Kirstie Alley.
I did like Shelley Long, but Kirstie Alley did bring a different thing to the show. Like, she was more like a spunky kind of thing to it. But I did like Shelley Long's Cheers. You know,
I like that. I like the second because I love Woody Harrelson, and he was great.
Woody Harrelson was in the early one too.
No, okay, it used to be the old guy. His coach, and he passed away.
Yeah, right. And then, okay,
right, Woody Harrelson was there with Shelley Long.
For like one
year,
or
for like
two,
a year and then, yeah, but I thought, you know, that was a good transition.
I love Woody
that
Harrelson.
I love Woody Harrelson, but he was great on the show.
I also think like Cliffy Clay,
Cliff, Norm, great characters. Yeah, Norm. Everybody walks in.
No, but I mean, I think they had a good transition between the two. So,
yeah,
you know, but it, you know,
and that's a really, good comedy.
Like, you know, the Kirstie Alley, what she brought to the table,
and Ted Danson's very good.
He's great. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Oh, of course, Frasier.
Kelsey Graham. Yeah.
Kelsey Graham was phenomenal on that
he's
show.
He's still a great actor.
He is. He's great. And he was
actually,
so good in that show.
Some of the other stuff that he's done since has not been highly regarded, but I think like the show Boss was really good, and now he's got a pilot on Amazon too.
Oh, really? I know. No, I always he's gone. I think he's got a big break on that show.
Yeah.
But that was on Netflix. People at home, if you haven't seen Cheer, that's a comedy I think holds up.
And probably one of the best TV themes ever.
Oh, of course.
Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, that's great. That's true.
And then the other one was How I Met Your Mother.
Okay, I know you've always been a fan.
I can get behind. I mean, yeah. I can get behind both of those except for Big Bang.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
No, or The Rock and the Sun, as it's called in some countries.
Yeah, but How I Met Your Mother had some classic, you know, like, you know.
I'm gonna be honest. I've never seen the show.
Oh, I've seen a couple. It's funny.
You're missing out.
It was a good show.
You're missing out, and you missed out on some things that they did. Like there was a character who was a player, like womanizer, and he said, "Oh, I have a book," and the writers actually made a book that sold on Amazon.
Yeah, it was called The Playbook.
Yeah, it was just Doogie Howser.
That's what brought
Patrick
back his
Harris.
Career.
That resurrected him. Yeah. And he was great on the show. He's really good on the show. Suit Up and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I saw the first few seasons,
then,
but then I was like.
And then it was Suit Up, and then he had the playbook, like, we're doing this. And then they had like a whole skit behind it.
Everything. It's Legend. Wait for it.
There it is.
That's
right. Yeah, yeah. That's some good stuff. Again, I launched what's like a tall guy who does.
Forget
Inside Marshall. He's a big, huge fan of the Muppets.
Yeah, I actually like him a lot. I like him in I Love You, Man.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot his name, but he launched his career a little bit. And one of the girls does. He's in one of the agents in the Marvel movies and all that.
The girl from American Pie, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The bank.
Oh, Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, the bank. Yeah.
And even Kobe Smulders, you know, the one that she got picked, you know, the girl that's in Avengers.
Yeah, exactly. One plays one of the agencies on there as well. So
it's Jason Segel.
Oh, there you go.
That is Jason Segel. Thank you for that. The Crack Research team. That was that was Pikachu getting that for you.
Thank you, intern. I'm glad that we pay you for something.
Mike, what about you, man? What are a couple honorable mentions that you got?
Okay, my first honorable mention is a current show. and I think it's really good. I think it's called The Goldbergs, and it's based in
all time. Wow. Okay.
No, no. I'm just saying
honorable mention.
Okay. All time. Listen, dude. If you want to talk about TV comedies, I can go. But well, I'm just telling
not Laverne and Shirley.
No, I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up okay. one current, and then I'm going to bring up okay. one from the past that okay. I like. And that's just a really great show. If you watch it, I think that when you grew up in, well, I was an adult already during this time period, but if you, like you guys, were kids during this time period, and I think it really speaks to.
Yeah, I think that whole Wednesday lineup, you know, Modern Family, the Goldbergs, you know, Blackish, all that.
Yeah.
All those comedies.
Fresh Off the Boat, I think, is the other
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Although Modern Family is taking a dip.
Yeah, I don't think Modern Family is as good as it was. Mm.
Exactly, it's taking a dip, yeah.
I think they went, here's the thing, and this is kind of, I know somebody's going to bring up The Office, but different parts, when they make changes in the cast to try to endear themselves to the audience, I think they overshoot the mark sometimes and it makes the show not as good. And like Modern Family, for example, I think they just the wedding between the two guys on there kind of screwed it up, in my opinion. It isn't as funny anymore. I think that they've tried to introduce too many kids to try to kid it up, and I think that's really what
they jumped the shark,
show.
So to speak.
I'll go there and say yes. Yeah. I think that's something that it did. Goldbergs, on the other hand, is a great show, and just every character brings something different to the show. And
The sister is not in the picture, like the character. You know, the
she's not
the show,
real, right?
Yeah, she's not real.
This is based on this kid's life, this guy's life that wrote the show. But he didn't have a sister. He had a brother. But they wanted the producers thought that a sister would be funnier.
Yeah, well, so, it would have like a clash between them, you know, that brother-sister dynamic. So they wrote her in the show. But yeah, normally he doesn't
have a sister. So he had a second brother. But it's the show's very interesting, very heartwarming at times, but also funny. And it's a great show. My other show that I want to pick is Veep, which is a really, really funny show. It's... To me, if you start with season one and you go all the way through last season, I'm telling you, you're going to laugh. It's a great show. A lot of great people show up, people from Arrested Development, other folks. The lead actress is Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You know,
that show has won multiple Emmy awards.
Yes, it has. And the writing is really funny. And like I said, it's just so well done, and there's really nothing I can say about it other than to just tell people to watch it because it's that good.
I've never seen it, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, never get a chance to. And I hear good things about it, just never.
It's out there in Spizace on Amazon Prime. You can watch it. It's watchable, and it's there to watch. So just a great recommendation. I think it's funny.
Baby, what you got?
Oh, honorable mentions. I'm going to give it to that 70s show.
Okay.
Which is...
good show.
Yeah, it was a really good show. Yeah. A lot of the cast was great.
I just hate Ashton Kutcher.
I mean, all around. Well, I think that he...
It's a funny show. I'm not
By the way,
it's not funny.
He ruined like 2.5 Men for me. Yeah, because I would have mentioned that he
didn't ruin Charlie Sheen eating. Ruined the show. They could have brought anybody on; it wouldn't have worked.
I think
so.
It was already done when he started on the show.
Yeah, because I would have mentioned, you know, 2.5 Men, you know, whatever. But even after the last couple seasons, it was. Go ahead, man.
No, it's fine. No, I agree with that. Not that he ruined it. I think it was already done. Like, it was already coming down and when he was happened to be there.
Talk about jump the shark moments.
Yeah,
Probably the last season was that Charlie Sheen was there was a huge jump the shark moment because there was already stuff going on between him and Chuck, whatever his name is, the guy Chuck Lorre, who ran the show, and really the show is not funny that whole last season. And then with Ashton Kutcher, they really didn't change the story, which is another and kind of made the maid more prominent on the show.
Yeah, and then they try to bring the female Charlie type, you know, like with the daughter that he never had.
It was
like,
back.
It was like, talk about
and
reaching.
Then the girl from Melrose, they gave her a bigger spot on the show. The girlfriend.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The girlfriend of the brother.
I don't know.
You're talking Chinese to me, man.
I watched the show a little bit. I wasn't a fan, but I did watch it.
Actually, before we get to the second choice, I don't know if everyone's familiar with, because that's an old terminology that jumped the shark. You're aware, right? Everyone's aware. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I think everybody knows what it means.
I don't know, man. I think young kids may know they may know what it means, but how it originated, they may not know that.
Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. The whole, was it Fonzie that Yeah, literally Fonzie jumped the shark.
And Happy Days. They say the happy after Fonzie jumped the shark on Happy Days.
It went downhill.
The show was never the same.
Yeah. Isn't it jump ship?
No. He's what jumped happened the shark, is they
see not able to submit it with a turn. See, no, exactly why I bring it up.
They did a 2-part episode, kind of a cliffhanger between one season and the next season. And they took the whole gang from Milwaukee to Hollywood for some reason, and I can't remember why. But somehow one of the bullies at the marina goaded Fonzie into jumping over some sharks on water skis.
It's so stupid.
And with his jacket end of the show ended. He's wearing his leather jacket.
It's so moronic.
It's a terrible show.
Yeah, but I think after that, that just became part of the vernacular of our television. Right. When our show does something that just the desperate, they jump the shark.
The thing is, it was never the same after that. And
exactly.
Right. So. But there's all kinds of things like that that have kind of they've created new characters that really don't go like Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch or
most shows end up doing like something that. When a show is kind of going down they inject something that doesn't work most of the time
try to put life into the show
exactly but either way not to get off topic in fact what's
that was a great that's a great thing to bring
that's, I think a lot of people know that at least originated from exactly they may have heard that term I'm sure they have but but either way Fabian what's your next choice.
Well, after that 70s show, I don't know. I think that's really my only honorable mention.
Only one? Okay.
Right. As far as
really
comedies,
comedy
I do like comedies. But the thing is,
you just hold them as high regard.
Them as high regard.
Fair.
I mean,
okay.
Let me ask you a question of everybody, actually. Mm-hmm. What are you looking for in a comedy when you watch a comedy? Because I want to laugh out loud. I want to watch something that makes me laugh.
Essentially, that's what it should.
There's plenty of crap on TV.
That's the gist of it. If it makes you laugh, it's a good comedy as far as I'm concerned.
There's plenty of stuff on TV that they call comedies that, crickets to me anyway.
Right.
You may get a smile out of me, but it's not. I want side splitting, right? I want to laugh. I want to be uncomfortable. That's what I want,
Yeah, for me, it just has to be funny. And keep it simple. Because for me, I don't hold comedy in high regards either. I do like to watch, but if I'm laughing, okay, it works for me. I mean, it's more subjective, I think, comedy than most other shows.
Yes.
When we think it's funny, it may not be what you think is funny.
Right.
There's different tastes. I know you like more uncomfortable humor. You love that British humor and all that.
Right.
A lot of people don't like that and they're not into that. I get it.
I think they don't like it because it costs too much. Intellectual.
Some people just want to laugh. They don't want to think, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. Right.
To get all D&D on everybody, but I just think that it's, I think it costs people intellectual hit points to be able to think about comedy. And some people
we've reached nerd rock bottom here in the show, ladies and gentlemen. A new low for the Romantics podcast. D&D injected into this. Oh my gosh.
Stupid or just mediocre humor with the laugh track to me is just not.
The thing with that to comment on that whole thing about the British comedy or British humor, I think it's just the sense of humor that we have compared to, let's say in this case, the British in particular. Yeah. Ours is more physical. Like people here generally prefer the physical type. Like I was watching The Boss with Melissa McCarthy, and there was supposed to be a joke where she's walking away and she's just talking smack to somebody. And she trips down the set of stairs and they show like, oh my God, my back. Oh, it's like, that's supposed to be funny. It's like, I it didn't get me.
Yeah. Some people like that slapstick. Which is fine. I guess it's very subjective.
The fact, though, that movie was a huge cow pie.
Well, it doesn't matter what was a cow pie or not. Like, you can put him in so many, that same style of comedy.
What you're saying is that's not funny.
I mean, it can be, but you can use it lightly.
That's a very good, actually a very good thing because if you look at what's a high regarded American comedy movie, like Dumb and Dumber, I guess. There's a lot of comedy in that movie, but there's really not a lot of. I think the movie's funny, but I have a crap.
We talked about that. I hate that movie, but I want to get into it.
Movie's just filled with jokes. If you look at it, it's got jokes throughout the movie, but most of it. Is physical, just like you said.
Right.
Like he sets his foot on fire.
Right.
Or
the bathroom scene, whatever.
The bathroom break scene.
Yeah. But that's, for example, that in that movie, in Dumb and Dumber, that physical comedy is done well.
Yeah.
As opposed to in others where it's not done well. But overall, like it's like going to your comedy about the British style. I like it too. You know, I don't always like to see it, but I also like it.
I think it's more cerebral. I think it's there's more, if you'd like a Gervais type thing, and I'm sure we're going to bring up Gervais later.
Yeah.
He's more uncomfortable and his comedy is more cerebral.
Well, it's different tastes at the end of the day.
First of all, I think a lot, especially down here, a lot of folks have a hard time following the accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like that British comedy I'm talking about. It was that Benny Hill like style comedy.
That's way back, more though.
Physical.
Yeah, that's all physical.
But that's what it was.
It could be
Benny Hill, you know.
He's more, honestly, he owes like Mr. Bean, a lot more kind to like.
Yeah, like yeah. Mr. Bean, Benny yeah. Hill, right. like you know,
but
those
they
guys.
Owe a lot more to like Charlie Chaplin
yes. yeah.
than they do to like, you know, any modern, even like Milton Berle or anything like that.
Monty Python.
Right. Monty Python is awesome.
Yeah. I see that they derive from all that, like that tree, I guess, if you want to call it, you know, that Benny Hill.
Maybe. Monty I Python. Think Monty Python is more intellectual.
Yeah.
There's a little bit, yeah.
There's just some stuff that they do that still makes me laugh to this day. And you just can't.
I mean, the Holy Grail is funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even talking about movies. If you watch the show where they have the different. I owned on DVD. I think I sold it on Amazon or on eBay or something. But I had the entire box set of Monty Python. Jeez. And it's just really great. And it, like I said, it's just vignettes sewn together. And I think that nobody in this country has really, I think Saturday Night Live tried to do something like that. But Saturday Night Live, my opinion, is hit or miss.
Yeah, see, I'm surprised no one got like SNL as an honorable mention yet. I mean, it has like comedy skits, and for some time it was funny, like mid-90s.
It's too up and down. For me to say it's one of the all-time best is a stretch.
Because, I mean, it's from 1975.
It's a stretch. It's had some great eras, I guess you want to call it. But
one of the issues and my biggest problem with Lorne Michaels is that they find something that even is remotely funny, and they beat the living shit out of it till you're so sick of that character that you don't ever want to see him again. And then they make a movie about it.
See, because I mean, some of the other comedies that they had were like the Carol Burnett Show. If you want to look at it, something like that,
Carol Burnett's funny though.
You know, but they had the Carol Burnett Show. Then they had Mama's Family. Then they had
Mama's Family.
I remember that.
That was funny.
I like the show.
Harvey Korman, Tim Conway, Carol
Burnett.
But
see, those guys were funny.
Carol Lawrence, very funny. The way they did it, the skit comedy that they did is good. I think that's better than Saturday Night Live because if you look at consistently, you watch those shows, they're better. But I'm glad you brought up Saturday Night Live because I think that if you look at it, in my opinion, like I said, even if you look at the 75, 76, 77, when Saturday Night Live was supposedly in their heyday, there's a lot more misses than hits. There's, you know, for every Samurai, Samurai Butcher or whatever it is, There was some freaking Bob and Wendy Weiner or
yeah,
some
but see, but you
like
I mean
that.
SNL is responsible for literally launching the careers of most comedians.
Great comedians,
you know, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, Eddie Murphy,
but doesn't make the show great. Just launched a lot of careers. Don't get me wrong.
You know,
but I love
Mike Myers, you know, Dana Carvey,
of course,
you know, that guy.
Tons. Will Ferrell. We can go on.
Will Ferrell. We can go on. Even all these women that are out there now.
A lot of that comedy, there's some well written stuff, and there's some that isn't. Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's terrible.
Opera Man was funny.
Opera Man was funny. Opera Man was hilarious. I love Opera Man.
Oh, you haven't seen that? You don't know Opera Man?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, man. But I ain't going that way back. That was still 90s.
Yeah, that's 93.
Yeah, I didn't start watching SNL until probably like the late 90s when all the, what they were called, the bad boys of SNL,
yeah, with the,
when they left.
Yeah.
ISIS when I came in.
Oh, man, you gotta watch that Opera Man.
Well, it was Adam Sandler, one of them, Dana Carvey. What's the other guy?
It was
a Tommy Boy with
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley, but the other guy too.
David Spade.
There you go. David Spade.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah,
those were the bad boys.
Yeah, that was like late 90s,
mid.
Yeah, they took over. That was after Mike Myers was gone.
But if you watch a lot of the early shows that they were on, even that's junk. I mean,
it's a funny.
It's a writing issue, I think, more than anything. But I really wouldn't put SNL up in the top, even in my top 50 TV shows.
No, top 50, I would.
I don't know.
I do. Either way.
The thing is like you got to remember what these are honorable mentions, not what we think are the top.
Exactly.
I think it's an interesting conversation to have.
Right.
I just don't.
But see, notice we haven't even mentioned like All in the Family, you know, like.
I didn't go for it because that was before my time. Oh, Mike, you know, he was around when Charlie Chaplin. We saw.
No, but you had the Jeffersons.
he had a screening for that movie. He did a review on it.
Remember, you
have to chisel on a tablet.
You had the Jeffersons. I mean, you had.
I love those shows. You know, Different Strokes, Good Times. I love watching those kids.
Different Strokes wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but I liked it.
All in the Family, it was really good.
Yeah. That show was edgy.
Jeffersons was really good.
Yeah.
There were some shows. It's funny, and if you even Good Times, the first couple of seasons Kid is
Dynamite.
Very funny.
A Dynamite,
yeah,
and they Did attracted you, you know viewers that weren't just black too, which was good for TV to see that. You know, white audiences were interested in that.
See, it's funny. We didn't even mention like Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell was terrible.
Oh my god! Dude.
Or
we went even lower than the D&D comment that Mike had.
I gotta defend that.
But even Scrubs, we didn't even mention Scrubs.
Right. There's a lot of stuff.
Get me wrong. There's a lot of TV. Calm down, Saved by the Bell.
I grew up with Saved by the Bell.
My high school was with that show, but it's a bad show, and I recognize it. I will never put anyone near the top 100 of any lists.
Maybe top 100 worst shows. Yeah, I disagree.
It's not even that. Like, who did you love? Who did you want to be your girlfriend growing up? Kelly Kapowski.
Actually, I listen to Milano in Who's the Boss?
Yeah, who's the
She
boss?
Was like 10.
So was I. It was perfect. For me, like, I grew up watching her, and as she got older, we're kind of the same age, so it's perfect. Man. And listen, I was way harder than Kelly Kapowski. I don't care what anybody has to say about that.
Kelly Kapowski was
come
it.
On, listen, oh, come on, man. Some respect.
I have no idea.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, man.
Wait, you know what I'm talking about?
I've never seen the show.
But you know who she is, right?
I know who Tiffany Amber Thiessen is.
You know Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. We're not talking about the show. We're talking about them physical appearances.
Yeah, we're talking about physical actors.
What's his face?
Tony Danza.
Terrible show, but she was hot. I was 10 too. And 11, the show she was on until she was like 15, 16.
Man, I was 10 watching Saved by the Bell, and I wanted Kelly Kapowski.
I would want her too. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying if I choose one or the other, I'm going to choose Alyssa Milano.
Why choose Kelly Kapowski?
Nothing wrong with that. George, he wants Stacey Slater. It's all good. Different strokes, you know?
Really?
You love that curly hair. Come on, man.
We all know that's what you wanted, bro. Don't be throwing references out here.
Mike has no clue what the hell we're talking about.
We all know you want to screech.
Either way, so.
Before we move on, I thought of another honorable mention. Okay. This one's a British one. Mike, thanks to Mike bringing it up. The IT Crowd.
Great show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
never seen.
I only caught it on Netflix, and
did you turn it off and on again?
Yeah.
Anybody that's ever worked in an IT
restart.
Yes, it was really good. It has two great British comedians that we're starting to see here in the States.
Chris O'Dowd gets a lot of work.
Yeah, he does, and also unfortunately, this guy was in the neighborhood watch.
The
watch. He was the nerdy dude with the afro and the sunglasses,
right?
Or the glasses rather.
But Chris O'Dowd he's done a lot of movies, so that's a great show.
A couple of my honorable mentions. First one, The Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yes.
I'm surprised no one even mentioned it. Even a few production meetings, no one had talked about that.
Yeah, okay.
And that was close to my top one, but I'll pull back on it. But
what about first Family Guy?
Well, relax. Simpsons is better.
The Simpsons is also longer.
That's why the longest running show, if I'm not mistaken.
After the 11th season, I'm done with The Simpsons, honestly.
But in its peak,
the first 11
Yeah, it was great, man. And I think it helped change TV because we did get shows like Family Guy and
Family Guy,
Bad, and whatever, South Park, which are all great shows.
South Park, I think, is a great show.
South Park is great. Yeah,
South Park's a good show, but I don't like Family Guy.
Family Guy's good, really good. I like Family Guy.
Family Guy's not funny in that.
Futurama.
They say something and it happens. Oh, Futurama's
Family Guy is 1999.
Yeah.
The Simpsons 1989.
Putting Pikachu at work today, huh? But that was a great show. I think Simpsons needs to be mentioned in there somewhere. And then the other one for me personally, 30 Rock. I love 30 Rock. Tina Fey, she's genius as far as I'm concerned.
I don't like the show, but that's okay.
Yeah.
30 Rock, the Rockefeller Center, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alec Baldwin's the best Alec Baldwin ever.
I can't stand aside from what's Alice. His name on there either. The guy that
Tracy does Morgan. Yeah, Tracy. Yeah, Tracy. That show is awesome, man. I love
what was
that
the name
show.
Of that other guy, the skinny one that used to be the everybody letting everybody in? You know, he would let people in, that all quirky guy that he would let in.
With the blonde hair?
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny? No, no.
Yeah, is it Kenny?
Yeah, Ken. Yeah. I think it's, I'm talking about. Yeah, I forgot his name. He didn't do much, though.
Yeah, but he was always at the... You know,
well, he was on the show, obviously. But talking about away from the show. But that's a really good show. Yeah, people haven't seen that one. But that, for me, it's like a personal favorite. Yeah, it's always a fantastic show.
Oh, you're talking about the guy with the smile, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, little blonde-haired kid, whatever. He was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He had a role in that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He does, actually. He works with a lot of them. He's got... I think he's on The Middle or something, too.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm just saying, he's got... Yeah. He gets... work.
I'm sure he does. I've seen him around. He's that guy who does that thing. He's that guy. Yeah.
No, he plays the same part every show.
Well, that's what he's typecast. Like Seth Rogen. But let's get on to our each own best show. And we'll start with George. What is your top comedy? And we will have the same one, but I'll give you the floor on that one.
Seinfeld.
Yes. I could not stay away from Seinfeld either. So, agreed. Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
A lot of great stuff about Seinfeld. I mean, what can you say? The writing is always top notch.
Yeah.
I think the writing is even better. Early on,
I mean, it
first
us,
4 or 5 seasons.
I think for season two,
characters.
Yeah, exactly. With Costanza and
you know, even
Kramer.
When they even brought in the side, you know, like the soup Nazi, you know, soup for you 1 year.
Oh, was that Delore's name?
I know he's talking about
his guy,
the lawyer. You know, when they brought him in, even at the end to try to defend everybody.
Nah, that show is so quotable. And it's almost part of the vernacular nowadays. No soup for you.
Festivus for the rest of us.
We do Festivus at work. We did Festivus last. We literally celebrate Festivus at work.
Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us.
You try to go and pour and all that crap.
Vandalay Industries.
Vandalay.
He goes, George running. Vandalay.
I mean, come on. Classic.
Like, George hiding under his desk in Yankee
Stadium. Oh, my God. Even that with
Steinbrenner,
Steinbrenner with the calzone. You know, and then Kramer trying to do the quarters over there to try to get his thing pressed. You know,
and
One
of my favorite lines from the show. Hello, Newman.
Yeah, exactly.
Newman.
But stuff we quote all the time, and people know that. Even if I watch the show, they know like blah that yada yada yada.
That's become
like part of everyone's vernacular. Yada yada.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, when you skip through, hey, you even yada yada text. And like,
what? No, what's the best part? The lobster bisque, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it was the way that you ordered with the soup Nazi. You know, like.
The episode when he went to his girlfriend's father's restaurant and he was in there, his girlfriend's father went to the bathroom and didn't wash his hands.
Oh, Poppy, yeah.
And even,
a special meal for you, you know, and rubs his hands together. Yeah, he doesn't want to eat it. Yeah.
Costanza with his, you know, Costanza's father with my
Costanza.
With the move. That's
the move. That's right. Stopping short.
Actually,
the swirl. And then Putty, I think, try to steal it and say he has a pinch or something, whatever.
Is it George's mom and dad that are great on
that? Oh, man. Fantastic. Yeah.
Better than Jerry's mom and dad. George's mom and dad.
Oh, George's mom. Fantastic. I mean, no one yelled better than them, too. I mean, it's just awesome.
Actually, that's Ben Stiller's dad.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller's dad.
I think he died, but.
Ben Stiller's dad's still around.
Is he?
I know he did Everybody Loves Raymond.
The guy that, the
oh, no, sorry, King of Queens or something.
That's who it was.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Put Pikachu to work. I haven't found out.
No, they're still alive. You're talking about the ones from Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's the one that passed.
This year, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Seinfeld, you can still catch. I think Hulu bought it out, didn't it? Am I wrong on that?
Seinfeld is still syndicated.
It's still syndicated everywhere, obviously. WB, but I think Hulu has like all the episodes.
No, Hulu has all the episodes, and you can find it out in Spizzy.
Well, you can find it out different. Yeah, as far as the major carriers.
That show is still funny.
Oh, that show's hilarious, and it still holds up. I think after the first season two and on, season two to seven.
It's
phenomenal.
It's cold, Jerry.
Bosco.
That's the ongoing characters, though. That's kind of the Simpsons thing, where they brought characters out of nowhere that are like recurring characters that aren't on the show maybe every week, but they just show up, and that makes it, to me, it's funny.
The dentist Watley, you know, anti-dentite and all that. Yeah.
Putty's
great. The short person.
Mr.
Peterman.
Yeah, even at JFK, you know, when they had Robert, you know.
Oh, with the bet. Probably one of my favorite episodes was the bet with the Master Yon Domain.
He goes, that's Robert Kennedy.
I'm out. It's classic.
We thought you would last the longest, I'm out.
That show, I mean, it has so many classics every season. For me, that's. I don't see how to not name the best
even
comedy.
Even the last season was really good.
So it was. It didn't end great, but whatever. Who cares? It's a comedy.
No, no. You know, last episodes of all shows pretty much
it started. It ended how it started.
There's very few exceptions.
There's few exceptions, yes. Yeah. No, I'll give you that.
But they brought everybody back, you know, even with Terry Hatcher with their amazing.
They're real and they're spectacular.
And they're spectacular.
There's actually a lot of people on the show. Terry Hatcher was on there. Yeah. Michael Chiklis had a had an episode on there as well. Bryan Cranston, of course, the dentist. He was on there.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yeah, a lot of people got kind of nice to get the start, but they were featured when before there were anybody in that show. Yeah, and they blew up pretty good. But yeah, that's for me. That's a choice, no doubt about that. Mike, what's your top dog?
I'm going to go with Arrested Development. Arrested Development is loaded, chock full of jokes. Running. Here's something I like about Arrested Development that you don't see in comedies now, except a couple. Veep is one of them, is a running gag where they have, like, over and over again the same joke. Like Tobias Funke, who is the brother-in-law of Michael, the lead character,
Jason Bateman, yeah. He was great on the show.
He would, right. Tobias Funke was played by the bald guy.
The glasses, yeah. He's that guy from
David
that guy.
Cross.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, he would make like these pseudo gay references all through the show, like, you know, just saying stupid shit, misquoting himself. Hilarious. Just a great show.
That's like the best show no one knows about.
I think a lot of people know about it. I just think there's a bunch of stuff.
They don't watch it, unfortunately, which is sad.
The running jokes are like...
That show took a break, didn't it?
Well, it got canceled, and I think it got picked up again by
Fox
Netflix.
Canceled it
Netflix
because
up,
they
yeah.
didn't yeah. understand the show.
Most people didn't.
That show is one of those innovative shows that Fox bought into and let run for like three seasons before they finally canceled it.
It just never got the notoriety.
Most American viewers, I'm going to be honest, their taste is in their tush when it comes to TV and comedy in particular. And I think that they just didn't get that or the running humor. And there was just stuff that Job and his magic and saying, you know, prostitutes do tricks, Michael. I have illusions. You know, stuff like that to me is just a funny line. And things of that nature, or the sad walk by the Charlie Brown. By the Snoopy house, they play that Charlie Brown.
It's
like walking home with his head down and son. It's just really great stuff. And like I said, the running humor and a lot of the jokes, the in jokes are all great. Yeah. And
that's when I agree with you. People have to go to Netflix and watch that show.
Right.
No one knows about it. No one's seen it, but
it's
fantastic.
With talent.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, David Cross, Jason Bateman, like you said.
Yeah.
Michael Cera. Yeah. Jeffrey Tambor, who's very good, playing the dad. What's the name of the guy that plays Job? That guy's great. Buster. Buster is also in Veep. Buster is fantastic.
That's his name.
That's easy. He went to school for 9 years to study being a cartographer.
Yeah. Yeah, you have Will Arnett.
That's what
there we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Portia de Rossi, Tony Hale.
No, Tony Hale is Buster. Yeah.
It's a great cast. Yeah.
It is a great cast.
Even Ron Howard is a narrator on there.
No, Ron Howard owns that show.
I think he's Henry Winkler is on that too.
Oh my gosh, that's another part of it that made me laugh. He's in the bathroom and he's combing his hair and he goes, "Hey," that. You really can't. That's just a Fonzie movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You even have Jeff Garlin on that show.
Jeff Garlin is hilarious.
Yeah,
it's a really good underrated cast. Yeah, very good. Fabian, what you got? The top dog here.
Oh, man. I don't care what they say, and I know what's coming, and I stand by it 110%. Is Married with Children.
I don't think that's a terrible.
I think it's a great show.
There's no hate there.
No,
I'm not saying it's a best show of all time, but I love Married with Children.
My favorite Married with Children episode of all time is the shoe phone. I just think that it's funny to me that they would set up a one. Remember that was a time when 976 numbers were big, so they said 976 shoe, and they were sitting there by the phone waiting for the phone to ring.
Oh, the shoe line? Yeah.
Right. And he thought somebody would be interested calling up. They're just sitting there like this. And it kind of reminded me the first night that we set up our website. when we first started as a uh-huh. web store. And of course he didn't get any orders because nobody knows. Nobody knows. But you're just sitting there going like,
waiting for it.
Right. Wait for it.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good show. I know it is. But as far as like your top, like this is really what you think is the best TV show or comedy show of all time. I don't think it's really up there, but it's really my favorite. And it's a personal bias.
It's got a lot of the.
I don't hate that choice.
I think it's got a lot of things that we are kind of saying about great shows, like running gags, in jokes. That's what
the four touchdowns in a single game.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Polkai. Yeah,
his only athletic accomplishment.
It's funny because I think we talked about it, Fabian, off air, I guess.
During your pre-production.
We had a pre-production last week. But that was a show, I think Roseanne and I started a little bit afterwards. And that was one of the first shows, those two, that kind of focus on like the lower class, because most shows like people had money, and like it was the Cosby era, if you call it. Yeah, that was the first show actually went the other direction.
Cosby and the Fresh Prince, which were both
Fresh Prince was later, but a lot of shows were
later.
Cosby was like 84, 85. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mary Tyler was 87.
Yeah, that came out before. But a lot of most shows were just up, well-to-do families and everything's hunky dory. Yeah, these shows were way in the opposite spectrum. And Mary Tyler was probably the first one I think came out before Roseanne, if I'm not mistaken. George can look at double check that.
Let's do that.
You know.
Also, they used a Frank Sinatra song in their opening.
That's right.
Roseanne's 88,
Married Children was 87. There you go. So it was pretty close, but that was the first one that actually did that. It was innovative in that sense.
Right. I mean, well, it was not just in that sense. I also think what I really like about it is the type of comedy or what they said or what they did. It wasn't. Not only did it go the setting with like a blue collar family, but the humor was more lowbrow.
Yeah, raunchy.
And, raunchy. Yeah. And that's what I really, really like.
That stood out.
I still don't see a lot of that these days as much or almost at all.
But not as much.
The thing about the humor being lowbrow, it was lowbrow. But it was that ongoing humor that made it funnier. If it was just like Steve or Marcy or somebody saying something, you know, stupid, then it wouldn't have been as funny. But because Marcy was kind of a scatterbrain goofball.
Yeah, but see, even Ed O'Neill with the, like calling her a chicken all the time.
Right.
Or him sticking his hand down his pants. Right. Or having
a conversation. With the psycho dad.
Fox,
the whole episode.
Fox grin positions.
Yeah. No man.
That's right. Yeah.
Salesman.
I even like when they brought in Jefferson Darcy.
It was a contrast.
I don't know.
It's
kind of a jump the shark.
They did jump the shark when they had a kid.
When they brought Seven in, that was the jump the shark.
That was a Fonzie moment. But that show ran a couple years too long. But at its peak, I thought it was funny.
You can't blame people for 10 years.
No, 10 years, even 11.
It was 11 seasons. The thing was that during the 11th season, it got cut. It got canceled halfway through.
So it's like half a season.
And really, Ed O'Neill has worked pretty steadily since that.
He made some movies after that. Yeah.
And also the wife was in Sons of Anarchy.
She's great in it.
The voice of Leela.
We're talking
about Katie Sagal here.
Even Christina Applegate. She's done a lot of movies. She's not great movies, but she's done a lot of work.
It's funny that the
she's
only
done TV
one
and movies.
The only one that has suffered is Bud.
Yeah,
he hasn't done.
Bud has done.
He's typecasted as Bud Bundy all day long.
Nowhere to sound. I heard when they do a reunion for that show.
They were. Yeah.
Oh, they are.
It's hard though. Honestly, for a guy like him to make money because he's so short, you really can't.
Tom Cruise,
dude. Tom Cruise is 5'6". This dude is like Seth Green sized.
Seth Green is.
They were thinking about doing it.
But Seth Green's doing production and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. But this way, I'm not going to put Linda. I don't think he's just as talented as you.
The thing is that the series was going to pick up with David Faustino being old. And then he was going to be the Al character. I guess, like something like that. That's how they wanted to do it. Like, he would be like...
They were going to start a new one?
Well, it was like a reboot, but kind of bring everybody back. Instead of being Ed O'Neill, the head of the family, they were going to have
Bud Bundy.
Nah, I wouldn't have gone for it.
And that's what, you know, like they were trying to do something like that. Like they were trying to do it like a Married with Children for like the new generation, I guess.
It wouldn't work. Nah, that kind of comedy, I don't think it would work now. It's not as shocking anyway, but I don't think it worked now.
But I think that's what they were trying to do. You know, like they were going to bring back the other characters in, like, you know, maybe like try to spin it off.
That's a negative Ghost Rider. Right. Yeah.
But I think that's also what happened with Friends. You know, like Friends was so good, but then when they brought Joey, you know, when they tried to do Joey.
I like Friends. I know you're a huge fan. I know George, you know.
I'm not a fan of Friends at all.
I enjoyed Friends for a little bit.
Had a couple of years, like it was fun.
It had a couple of years. I mean, it might have run a little too long.
It got a little too soap opera-ish for its own good.
Fine, but you can't deny Joey.
I'm not saying it's a bad show. I'm not hating on Friends. But for me, the one I want to bring up is The Office.
Yeah, great show.
That one is American for me. Office, right? The American Office, yeah, it's a phenomenal show. And I think
there's
that one.
There's just some really great stuff in
there. I know people want to say, well, it's the original, whatever, in case matters. But I love The American Office.
It's a funny show.
It's great.
If you go the first four seasons of it are fantastic.
Fantastic.
Dinner party episode to me is the penultimate episode of that show. Awesome. Just some of the stuff that they did. Where, you know, Michael is just so funny.
I mean, Steve Carell in that show is a genius. Yeah, he's so good. That's when he left the show, it nosedived.
How about his plasma TV?
He saved all. He saved for a little tiny thing.
He's like, I even made a little thing so it'll go in.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. people have seen the show, get it. But when that makes Steve Carell is awesome, obviously. The guy who plays Dwight. Great character. But,
Rainn Wilson.
He's phenomenal. Obviously, you got, you know, Jim.
I think that Jim and Pam, before they hooked up, was probably the best combination because there was a lot of angst there. Yeah. I think that made the show funnier.
That was the hardest show. The comedy was Steve Carell. But that worked really well, though. That was like... It didn't get too soap opera like Friends did. It was it kind of kept an even keel.
They merged those two characters.
It was still fine for a couple years after that.
It was okay. Because
the wedding is hilarious. The wedding episode is great.
But I think it was like Ed Helms when he played Andy. That character was funny.
Toby was funny also.
That famous scene, the meme where I have Michael, he's yelling like, no. And there's always that meme when he's... Because Toby had left for a while and he hates Toby. And then he finally showed up and he goes to the back and he sees him and he starts yelling out loud. It's one of the beginning intros of the show and it's like a famous meme now. To me, I just die every single time I see that.
Even Craig Robinson was in that.
Craig Robinson, right? He played one of the warehouse guy.
Yeah. Also, you know, one of the incidental characters on that show is Todd Packer. Who's played by
Old
guy.
The big guy who's in we see
David,
him in
David
his name
David Kopechne.
He was in Anchorman. He was one of the guys in Anchorman. He was in Thank You for Smoking.
Camp Kind in Anchorman.
Yeah. That is awesome. Yeah,
anyway, he's hilarious and just his banter back and forth. And then he also always had shots at Jim that he took. So he'd be like, you know, hey, Jimmy, you know.
Yeah, who's got two thumbs? Of course, I gave us, that's what she said. You know, I guess made it famous
that's
anyway.
That's what she said.
It's a classic.
David Kochner.
I said Kopechne.
Yeah. And also, I think it kind of changed the game as far as comedies go, because a lot of them now, they didn't use a studio audience. And it was on that time when they kind of moved away from
track,
it. Exactly. And it had like that mockumentary thing, which even Modern Family stole. A lot of shows steal that now from that. I know it was the British Office, I get it, but I'm talking about American TV. But again, a lot of shows followed that, what they started doing, that mockumentary style.
Show.
Exactly. And a lot of comedies did that after that. And it kind of paved the way for that. Most comedies like that now. You don't see that, except for Big Bang Theory and a couple here and there. For the most part, it was all like more Modern Family-esque or like the Goldbergs, that kind of style. So for me, that's why I love that show. To me, I can watch on Netflix all the time. If I'm bored, like 20 minutes waste time, I'll put that show on.
And there's just some ones that you can watch over and over again that never get stupid. Guys. So the episode where the IT guy comes and he's got the terrorist. And the guy, he shuts all the lights off.
That was fantastic. Oh my God. Playing basketball. I love that episode, one of the early ones.
How about the one where they have the... Where they have to do employee relations, where they have the racial issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because Michael decided to get up in front of everybody and do the Chris Rock routine.
That's right.
It's supposed to be that way.
It's a great, great show. That's the most fun. And that one's still pretty popular in syndication. Mm-hmm. So, but either way, so that's what we have for comedy. Any honorable mentions that we missed, maybe, that you guys... I'm trying to think. Frasier for me was a great show as well.
Frasier was okay.
I love that show. Trying to think what else... Curb Enthusiasm.
Curb is speaking of Seinfeld. Jeff Garland is excellent.
Yeah. Richard Lewis in a recurring role now.
Richard Lewis is hilarious in that movie.
That's actually, and that's as close to Seinfeld as we get, I guess.
I think it's more of a dirty Seinfeld.
Basically, it's great though. I love that show.
There's some great.
See, we didn't even go to the Wonder Years, but that's not a comedy.
The Wonder Years is.
It's not a comedy. I love the Wonder Years, but it's not. You're too old for, I think, bad time for that show. Because I think, again, I was the same, virtually the same age as Fred Savage was doing the show. So you kind of relate to what's going on. Pfeiffer, it was funny.
South Park, maybe?
I threw South Park out there. South Park's funny.
It was mentioned. Yeah, it's definitely better.
It's a good show.
It's really good, actually. Yeah. It's a lot better than...
Parker and Stone, by the way, are very funny. And I think a couple of the movies they have done have been pretty good. I thought Basketball, even though it's stupid, is a very funny movie.
With Jasmine Bleeth.
Yeah, it's a goofy movie, but it's kind of interestingly funny if you're a sports fan.
She was hot back then.
Oh, I know.
She's not Lisa Milano, but yeah.
The only place I know her from is Baywatch.
Right.
Other than that, I have no idea.
Hey, we didn't talk about Charles in Charge. No, I'm just kidding.
Charles in Charge.
Wow. Speaking of that, the Republican convention, right?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge. Scott Baio, man. The ladies' man above all ladies' men. Yeah, he hooked it with every woman in sight, for Christ's sake. That was a stud.
He had Buddy? You know, like the
oh, that's for the curly hair. And what's that girl who wasn't still going to Baywatch? She wasn't Baywatch too. Nicole something.
Williams,
that's the guy.
Nicole
Williams.
Hager.
Yeah,
Egger.
Yeah, she Nicole was Hager, on. Sorry. Who also hooked up with Scott Baio?
Damn,
get in line. He hooked up with
everybody.
You name everybody. What was that from Meryl's place? Heather Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
You name his resume.
Yeah, his repertoire is stellar.
He's better than CM Punk.
Oh yeah,
dude, I had no idea.
Although he hooked up with them all. You name
Scott Baio.
I mean, this whole time I've been looking up to
Charlie Sheen, and I should have looked up to
Scott Baio.
Before Charlie Sheen had Tiger Blood, we had Scott Baio, man.
Right. What?
He was the man, dude.
Scott Baio wasn't even the Fonz, man. I mean, he was Chachi.
But he got all, I mean, and I think he's been a Howard Stern so many times, and he's talked about it. I mean, his resume is stellar. And surprisingly enough,
man.
The little guy from I was shocked when I heard that guy from Stephanie's show, which you brought up, the little Latin guy.
Yeah.
Hugo Valderrama.
He's another one that hooked up with, he's like the Scott Baio part two, you know.
Of the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. Yeah. Of the modern era.
The odds.
Yeah. He just, another one that I never thought about that, but he's hooked up with them all.
I knew he was, I know he's dating that singer, Demi Lovato, I think it is.
He's there?
Yeah,
there you go.
I think they're engaged.
Adding to the point.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
Well, he doesn't look that like he's anything like a big deal, but he's Scott Baio either. Look looking guy, but when he's not. Yeah, Scott Baio is the man. Trust me. Yeah, Scott Baio is the man. But either way. So then,
see this one? Erica Eleniak.
Oh, sure
everybody that's listening to her.
I'm telling you, he has been with them.
Oh,
it's crazy. Yeah, you name it. He's just...
So the whole Baywatch cast, like
maybe
it's a possibility.
Kudos to him. I mean, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever he's selling,
Nicole
the girls
Sheridan,
are buying.
Yeah. Nicole Eggert.
Well, now that we're talking, I have a show that I really liked that
worth mentioning.
Mentioning. My Name Is Earl. Have you ever seen that show?
That was a good show.
I thought it was pretty funny. She looks older,
that was a funny show. Yeah, the comment about the cop. Yeah. Yeah.
They did a cops episode that was just not bad. Great. It was like a whole show done in cops format. Yeah,
that was a funny show and all that.
That was another one of those shows, by the way, that has like a huge cast of characters that come and go in the show that I like. I like that kind of stuff. And like
Jason Lee was on there, starting.
Yeah. Jodie Foster
too, Scott Baio.
Damn, dude.
I'm telling you, Scott Baio is the man. He's a legend.
Brooke Shields,
right?
We can go on with this list.
I mean, you can go on forever, man.
Tristan McNichol.
I mean, forget it.
Beverly DeAndre.
You got to pay respect to Scott Baio. That's all I got to say. Oh, Beverly DeAndre. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw that.
Denise Richards.
Yeah, before Charlie Sheen, huh?
I'm telling you.
Charlie Sheen got his sloppy seconds.
I saw the Vacation movie with Beverly D'Angelo, the new Vacation
movie. Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
It was...
I'm sorry,
that's got Andy from The Office. It wasn't that bad.
That was terrible. That's horrible. Come on.
Oh, yeah, but see, the repertoire is extensive.
I had no idea, folks.
For those that didn't know out there who think that they're the man, you know, Scott Baio, always think of that. But let's go on. Let's switch gears here. We're going to do our dramatic shows, I guess, non comedy shows, I guess. Yeah, same thing. We'll go around. We'll make some honorable mentions. And let's not mention the shows we all know or we're going to talk about later. We'll start with Fabian first, though. Give me a... Let's start with one honorable mention that you got.
Yeah, man.
But now this is good. Now we're talking about top shows. Let's not mention shows that are okay. We like...
Best
of the best. So right. Who's your honorable mention as far as your top three? Who's three and two, for example?
All right. As long as no one else... Honorable mention...
To hear his answer to this question, tune in next week as we release part two of the Real Mentors podcast.
Wish you were a part of us, the summer we have seen. For you, it's just a dream.